The Columbia River has long divided the two halves of Washington's cross-state Palouse to Cascade State Park Trail. Now, a rebuilt rail trestle over the river south of Vantage connects the two halves. This makes it easier for cyclists, horse riders, and hikers to undertake a spectacular east-west journey. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Vantage, Washington.
The Palouse to Cascades Trail stretches for 285 miles from North Bend, Washington to the Idaho border. Fred Wirt of Winthrop has traversed the full length once and biked and walked it in sections many times. He calls it the invisible trail because it's not well known.
I try to tell people this is a secret way to get across the state, and one of the beauties of it is that it's away from everything else in general. It's open year-round, and it goes from deep forest to the wheatlands of the Palouse, so it's a challenging but fascinating journey to take.
The mostly gravel trail still has a bunch of gaps, necessitating detours. The wide Columbia River presented one of the most troublesome barriers for trail riders because the next closest bridge is I-90, which has no sidewalk.
A lot of people stopped, of course, at the Columbia River. So the fact that this bridge is open, I think, will make a big difference.
Wirt leads the nonprofit Palouse to Cascades Trail Coalition to promote this long-distance route and advocate for improvements. He and several hundred other outdoor enthusiasts gathered on the trail last Friday to celebrate one of their biggest victories yet, the opening of the refurbished Beverly Bridge over the Columbia. A high school marching band led the crowd on a ceremonial first crossing of the rebuilt trestle. The band played for a while because the bridge is nearly two-thirds of a mile long. The dedication ceremony in blustery weather featured dignitaries such as Governor Jay Inslee and Leela Buck, a tribal representative from the nearby Wanapum village.
And I'm very excited to see this. It's something we've been working for years on. This is a national asset.
We're going to grow with each other in a positive way to understand that this place is still sacred to our people. And the lands that you're walking across, the water, is still sacred to our people.
The idea is a trail all the way to the Pacific Ocean, the Idaho line to the Pacific cross-state trail. And we're getting closer and closer with segments here and there.
That last voice was 78-year-old former Washington Secretary of State Ralph Monroe. He played a role in the early 1980s in getting the state to acquire the right-of-way abandoned by the bankrupt Milwaukee Road Railroad. The rails-to-trails conversion was originally called the John Wayne Pioneer Trail and Iron Horse State Park. It was renamed in 2018 to the more descriptive Palouse to Cascade State Park Trail. Rebuilding the century-old Beverly Bridge cost $5.5 million. It also cost one construction worker his life when he fell over the side last year before there was a railing. Next month, an equestrian group named the John Wayne Pioneer Wagons and Riders Association will repeat their annual cross-state trail ride for the 41st time. Veteran rider Tom Short of Woodinville plans to bring a team of horses pulling an open carriage.
Well, we are looking so forward this year to this because we'll come down off that hill, we'll see the river, and we will just keep going all the way to Beverly. And it's going to be so awesome.
Short says the attraction of the Palouse to Cascades Trail for him is going through almost all the ecosystems, geology, and weather of Washington State, as well as enjoying small-town hospitality and history along the way. On horseback, the through ride takes about 12 days with shuttles around the gaps, not counting rest days. I'm Tom Bonsi near Vantage, Washington.